Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Samantha.
Lisa.
How are you doing this week?
Good.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. I'm in a short. Oh, my God.
You are in shorts.
Yes, it's so white.
I forgot you had knees.
I forgot I had knees,
and
too.
And yes, you know what? Your legs are a little bit white, right?
So are yours.
I know.
Right? Chicken lady.
Hi. Are you serious? Wow. Right? You know that. Nice. And a snort. 37 seconds in. We got a snort, friends of the podcast. You're snorting. Hang on. Back
chicken
it up.
Lady.
It's funny.
Sorry.
You're criticizing.
I get so much joy.
You're criticizing my skinny legs. And what did I say to you? Oh, look at you're in a short. I don't understand what warranted this ill will towards skinny legs, Samantha.
It's not skinny leg. It's a chicken leg.
It's like, they're skinny. I get it. But they're mine.
Yes, they're yours.
They're the only ones I got.
Thank God you can still walk on them.
I know, right? At some point, one's going to snap. But so far, so good.
So far, so good.
Yeah. I'm just saying, right? They're legs.
Yes. Well, you know what? Maybe I'm a little feisty, Lisa.
Why?
Because, I don't know. I mean, I have a bone to pick with. Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah.
We've been having a pretty decent week, I thought.
It's a lot of days together this week.
We went from feast to famine, or famine to feast, right? Last week, we didn't see a lot of each other.
No.
This week, we're just like, and again, and again, and again.
All the days.
All the days.
All the days.
And we got one more coming up tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
How crazy is that?
I'm going to probably bitch slap you soon. It's hard to say. Hard to say.
Well, I will not be surprised if that's where we end up. If that's where the state of this ends up after this many days.
Okay, but the reason why I have a bone to pick with you. What is... I'm going to take away Instagram from you at some point.
You can't take it away.
You posted a picture that I did not have any say in.
I didn't think you'd be up yet.
I was eventually going to see it.
Well, you know what? I didn't think that you...
And you're like, haha, no permission.
Because
you even flaunted it.
Well, here's the funny thing, Samantha. Send me some friggin' Instagrams then, right? Because you don't.
Because I don't.
You always are like, I'll send you some. We need to have some. And then you don't. And then it's in the morning, and I've had my shower, and I'm sitting on the edge of my bed, and I'm like, oh, shit, I got to do an Instagram, because guess who hasn't sent me one? And then
So you post a picture.
Because I was a little bit mad at you. That's why I did.
And then make fun of me.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you should be thankful. Because the other picture I was going to post, you had a worse look on your face.
Oh!
I almost got that one. But I didn't.
That's just mean.
Well,
that is mean-spirited, Lisa.
But I didn't do it, so I didn't follow through. Right?
But the thought was there.
The thought was there. Because I'm like, bitch never sends me what she's supposed to. Right? I'm gonna start airing the dirty laundry.
Yes, well, right? Apparently you're okay with that.
Out of the 10 selfies, I'm gonna show the first 9 that aren't good.
This is her looking horrid. This
right?
is her still looking horrid.
Right? Eyebrows above her sunglasses. Next one. Right?
It's not gonna be good.
But so I thought this week, I just thought I would mix it up a little bit. And hey, why wouldn't you want to start your Monday off with, yep, it's us.
Sorry,
exactly, right? Sorry, it's us. So yeah, okay, so no, I'm not asking permission.
Yeah, okay, so, but maybe I'm still a little pissed at you, because you dragged me across the ends of the earth for a freaking hot dog. I am just like, because we argued about it, of course.
Of course, because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, food truck, snack app. I get it.
Snack map.
What?
Snack map.
Snack map app.
Yes. Snack map app.
Whatever. Right. Doesn't really matter.
But it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I came downtown and then went right back to the other side of the city for a hot dog.
I know that because.
A hot dog.
Yeah. But here's the thing, right? I didn't necessarily plan it that way. When you sent me, I'm running late. You never even had the decency to say you're running late. You just did. You just kind of did like your pseudo phrase for that, which is, "I'll buy today."
No, I said for your pain and suffering.
Yeah, because you're my pain and suffering, right? I'll buy lunch.
I'll buy lunch,
and you can pick.
You get to pick the food.
You get to pick the food truck.
I was thinking downtown core.
Well, you know what? I picked the food truck. I have the app downloaded. You don't. You should, because then you could have been like, but not this one and this one and this one, right? But you didn't. So I have the app. I pulled up the app and I saw that Hot Doggin' was on the other side of the city, but mm-hmm. I went to their Facebook page, and I went and I saw all what they had on their menu, and I'm like, that's where lunch is. I didn't really care that it was on the other side.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't care. No, you didn't. I didn't care. I didn't care about your gas. I didn't care about the time. I just didn't care. All I knew was that we're going to Hot Doggin'.
And what was my initial reaction, Lisa?
Okay. You were pissy. Yes, I was. Right? Because you're like, where is it? I'm like, it's on McKercher. And you're like, that's on the other side. And then what did I say to you? Don't make the food truck decision bad. Don't make it a fight. I don't want to argue about it.
Yeah, we argued.
We argued.
And I'm still driving there. Right? I get that I am
still going.
But I don't get a choice.
Right?
I still drove.
You still drove.
Still got you there.
Still got me there.
Yeah. And yeah. It actually ended up being by the Lakeview Pharmacy that I used to work at right? When I was in the university.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Right? And it was wonderful.
Oh, it was delightful.
It was a great hot dog.
It was a fantastic right? hot dog.
And the next one I'm going to try is going to be the mac and cheese one.
I think the next time I'll try it, it'll be the pizza or the chili dogs.
I'm surprised you didn't go for the pizza because you like that stuff.
Yeah,
you like a pizza
yeah.
sub.
But I just was really just wanted the traditional with some sauerkraut.
Because it was the first try. Is that, yeah. Was that your thought process?
Yeah.
Because we're just new here. Yeah. I just want to start off simple and then I'll decide for the next time.
Yeah. And you can totally share those fries with another person. That thing was huge.
We shared.
And they were home cut.
Oh
my God, they were so good.
And I had the coleslaw dog.
Yes.
Right? And
that looked really good.
It was really good. The coleslaw was so good. And that lady who owns the place, she's absolutely right. You don't need to put ketchup on it.
You don't.
Because what did she say? Do you like ketchup with your coleslaw? Because at first it just seemed odd that it was just like nothing on the hot dog but the coleslaw.
Yeah.
But 100% worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were fantastic.
They're so good.
They were well done, barbecued.
Yeah.
Oh.
And nice people.
Lovely, right? Lovely people that came to us.
They did call us on the carpet because when we got out there, like, did it really take you guys that long to decide what type of hot dog you want? Yeah.
Right? No, I didn't.
Because we were probably arguing about something.
We were doing something.
Yeah.
It was funny.
I know. It was kind of funny.
But that was nice. They were very nice people.
They were.
And actually, they had picnic tables out there, too, on the grass.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So you could just, like, yeah. you know, eat your hot dog yeah. there. And we did. And it was lovely.
Yeah. It was a good food truck.
Yeah. So Hot Doggin.
Hot Doggin.
Food truck. Saskatoon. Those of you who are local.
Download the Snack Map app.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all the food trucks and where they are in Saskatoon.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's a Snack Map app for, like, all cities in the world. I don't know.
Yeah.
But maybe. You should check it. Because if you love food trucks, like I love food trucks.
Yes.
Right? I'm just saying.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal.
And what else did we do? we jam-packed.
Oh, my God.
We jam-packed.
So much. Well, I feel like because we had a very interesting conversation around buns, Lisa. and I was just like, you're letting a stranger know you're weird.
Sometimes I can't hide it.
Okay. At the Hot Dog and Food Truck,
yeah.
you get a choice of a regular hot dog bun or a salt and pepper bun.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I'd like to see that. So he showed it to me, and I'm like, oh, I want that.
Yeah.
That bun was the best.
Right.
It was so soft.
Uh-huh. And then,
soft.
Oh, and you think that you're like anti-squishing buns.
I don't squish things.
I'm just saying.
You're weird.
Right?
And then you kind of admitted to the guy. I think you were like, your hand was almost like out.
It was, right? Because they were in a bag, and I'm like, when he was showing you them, and they were in a bag, and I was like,
don't touch it. All I was thinking, fucking don't touch his buns,
right?
Man.
And all I was thinking in my head is, hand down, right? But
you were totally going to touch it.
I was going to, because I just needed to have a squish. But I didn't.
No.
Right? So but yay me.
Then, for some reason, you needed to tell me about your new bun fetish.
I know, right?
And I was like, why are we having a 10-minute conversation about buns?
Because there's a new bun in the Gibson house. There's a new bun. And the new bun is, it's called D'Italiano.
Oh, that's right.
Did you know I can speak Italian?
No.
Right there.
That's unfortunate.
D'Italiano.
D'Italiano.
D'Italiano buns. And, okay, this is what I don't get about them, right? Being a bun connoisseur. Okay. So, right on the bun bag, hamburger and hot dog, it says, super soft buns.
Oh.
So, when you see that, what do you got to do? You got to test the product.
You're touching it.
I'm touching them. And they're made with olive oil.
So
is that what makes them super soft?
Maybe.
But they didn't taste like olive oil.
Do you know what it tastes like?
No, just tastes good. Do you eat olives? Yeah, but I don't love olives. So I don't really want them in my hot dog bun. Right?
It's just, You're never going to taste it, Lisa.
Okay, well, and I couldn't. But here's my thing. Dear D'Italiano, why are they super soft? Like, I don't get that.
Is it a new formula?
I don't know. Is it a new formula? And then my thing would be, dear every other bakery that bakes buns, give them a call. Right? That would be my next thing.
Give them a call.
Because why wouldn't everybody want super soft buns?
That's true.
Right?
Well, and then after that lovely 10-minute explanation of why you have new buns in your house.
It's so weird.
We took off to the dollar store.
We went to the dollar. Yeah. We went to the dollar store. And you know what? That's like an overwhelming place.
And everybody's got to be in your space.
Oh.
Where you're standing, everybody has to stand. Right. It's like, why do you need to stand beside me?
Right. Exactly.
Why do you got to be here?
Yeah. And the aisles aren't that wide,
tiny,
right?
Tiny.
So when we're there, right, and then somebody tries to, like, look on the other side of the row with their back kind of, like, I'm kind of feeling like, this is a little too close for comfort, right? Like, do you need, like, you can see what aisle, like, do you need to be here? Because I don't think you do.
No. But then the reason why we're at the dollar store is because we got some dollar store sport toys.
We needed to buy our dollar store sport toys.
Yes. And right? That was interesting.
It was.
But then we, for some reason, I don't know why, we decided, oh, let's do an Insta story. And we thought we were like, yeah, we got this. Yeah, we did it wrong.
No, we did it. We can't even do that right, Samantha. We can't even do. And here's the funny thing, right? So friends of the podcast, if you haven't checked it out, apparently it might still be on Instagram.
I don't know.
Under I Shake My Head. I don't know. But what was funny is that our first couple takes were we were like, no.
It was bad.
Yeah, like, we don't even know what we're doing. Yeah. And then our last take, we held the camera the wrong way. Right? So friend of the podcast, John, from the Brand X podcast, sent us a message, can't hold it like that. But thank God he did, because it's like,
okay,
how would we have known?
We don't.
Right?
We don't.
You know?
We don't know.
And maybe we're going to start a new thing, and maybe that'll just be our thing. They're going to be like that, because it's two people in the camera, right? And for it to be up and down, Samantha, no offense, we got to be pretty close into that camera.
Well, we looked horrible in the dollar store, and I'm like,
I couldn't get past that.
Is this us, or is it the bad lighting?
We looked blotchy, and I just couldn't get past what we looked like in the camera, hey? Like, you know what? We are not photogenic.
We are not.
On a video.
I told you.
I know.
Pictures.
Well, you know, and now I understand why. So we posted that. That was kind of crazy, eh?
It was funny.
And then we got our dollar store toys.
Yes, we did.
Which was fun.
It was fun. It was a very action-packed day that day.
It was, right?
Holy crap.
A lot of shit getting done.
But the bigger news in this week.
Yeah.
The HHG is back!
Hyper Hype Girl back in the house! Yes. And how excited was I today?
You were so excited.
Because we went to go visit her.
Yes.
She was back at work.
And I saw you do something. I was like, what the fuck is she doing?
And I saw you do something. And I was like, what the fuck is she doing? And I saw the Hyper Hype Girl do something. And I'm like, I know she's doing that. Right? What did we do, Samantha?
Well, Lisa, we hugged another person.
We were dishing out the hugs. We were like dishing out the hugs. It's like I hadn't seen her in like years, right? Like years and years. It's like if it was in slow motion, it was like I think we were running towards her almost.
Because right? I had a feeling that the Hyper Hype Girl wanted to hug you, and she was afraid to hug you.
Because
she's a hugger.
And I felt that, hey? And it's funny, I never have a gut instinct, right? But I felt it. I felt her gut. And I felt what she needed from me at that moment. And I felt that it was a hug.
Yeah.
So I hugged.
And you went in.
I went in. And I did my typical, right? Like I'm burping the baby hug. Because that's as committed as I get. But the Hyper Hype Girl, that's not enough for her.
No, it's not. Right?
She's got you
in a
hug.
She's like squeezing you.
She's giving you a hug.
It was
funny. Like you're one of her own, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you gave her a hug.
Well, because you know what? And I thought, you know
Rude
what?
Not
I
to.
Missed her too.
Exactly.
I missed her too.
Right?
I don't get to see her as much.
You don't get to see her as much, no.
But I enjoy her, and I think that it was great that she came back.
Bag full of souvenirs.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
And then I was thinking to myself, Lisa really wanted to come here for the souvenirs.
And I was really excited because I knew that she had gotten a few, right? So I was really excited. And you know what? It's funny because that completely, no, I can't lie. I was about to tell a bold-faced lie.
Oh.
I was about to say that completely erased the angst I felt towards her when she taunted me in Germany with a McRib. I was going to pretend that that made it all better. It didn't, actually. Glad she's back. But now she must atone for that move.
For the McRib taunt.
The McRib taunt from Germany. Who does that to a... As my husband would say, who does that to a guy? Right? Who does that to a guy?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
She was McRib taunting me.
It was good.
And then I sent it to you, and I'm like, what the fuck? Pardon my language, friends of the podcast. I couldn't believe... First off, I couldn't believe that she was eating one.
Yes.
Second off, I couldn't believe she was taunting me. And third off, I couldn't believe that they're in Germany, but not in Saskatoon.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, it's an international cuisine.
Apparently, right?
Why? I have no idea.
Spans the continents.
Right? That seems really wrong.
Doesn't know. It makes perfect sense.
No.
Just doesn't make sense that it's here.
No.
So that was kind of funny. And that was on Saturday that she was McRib taunting me. And then I was posting that on Instagram. Because I'm like, and just the look on her face. And she's like, ready for this? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Wow.
And then she enjoyed it.
And she enjoyed it. Which, of course, you will. You try one other than you.
Yeah.
You'll love it. Blech. No.
But you got some good stuff from her.
I got some really good stuff.
You?
I got my royal family shower cap. For my collection. Because I don't have a shower cap.
Why would you want a shower cap?
Because I saw it on a documentary. In the documentary, they were in the gift shop. And it showed, we even have shower caps. And I'm like, that would be a cool gift. And my thought was, I bet you that's inexpensive.
Oh, right? Okay.
So it's funny. So I got that from the Hyper Hype Girl. I also got the Harry and Meghan magnet from Jenny.
Yes.
Because she was in England the week before.
Yeah.
So I got I'm hooked up.
Okay. But if I remember correctly, you got all the newspapers that had all the pictures in it.
Yep.
And you got your, you got a cup.
I got a cup.
You got a very lovely teacup, actually, that I probably would steal from you.
No, you can't have it. It's mine. It's going in my collection. Right?
And then you got the coolest. It was a keychain, right? With their face on it.
And I got to pick. And I'm like, that's for sure mine.
Yeah. And then she got you a Christmas.
Yes, a Christmas ornament.
Ornament.
Yep.
That's super cool.
I know, hey?
You got some cool stuff.
I know.
I got a keychain.
You got a keychain. She's a good girl.
She's a good girl.
Our girl's back. Our girl's back, Samantha.
Yeah,
thank God. And you know what that makes me think? Tune in next week to find out where Lisa and Sam going for lunch.
Yeah, because we're going to hate it.
Right? Because she already, in like a 30-second time period, she's like, are you going for lunch? I'm like, save it for next week.
Save it.
We don't need to jam it all into one, right? You're back now.
Yeah, so it was super great to see her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Glad she's back.
Tomorrow I'm going to find out how much fun she had.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'll be working with her.
Oh, I'm sure there's stories, Lisa.
Can't wait.
It's going to be good.
I'll be sharing them with you, Samantha.
It's going to be good.
Exactly. So that's that. That's that news.
So how is summer cooking going for you? Because it's hot now.
Well, let's just say...
And I'm not really into, like, making the stove and the oven work.
You know what? Same thing. Right? Anti-stove, anti-oven... So guess what I did? Mm. I brought out the crock pot.
For what?
Some pork chops. Right? Because I didn't want to have the stove on.
Yes.
So here's what I thought, okay? So on Sunday, I'm like, we're going to, you know, I can do this. I can, I've only used it once before, and it wasn't a good experience, right? Because I'm OCD or ADD or something, and I don't understand how it works. So it was not my favorite experience or Mike's.
Because you won't leave it alone.
I won't leave it alone, right? So this time I'm like, you know what? I got this. I'm gonna change my mindset, right? Throw that negative attitude out the window, Samantha. That's what I needed to do. And I needed to just remember that sometimes, right, when you put your mind to something, even if it's hard, right? Good things can come from that, right? And then you feel good about yourself.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So my whole theory for the whole day was, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And by that I mean, I think I can not touch it. I think I can not lift up the lid. I think I can. I could.
It didn't go well, did
No,
it?
It's going to your mom's yard sale, right? It was horrible.
She'll be happy to have it.
I can't. First off, I don't understand how all the raw food all becomes good. And then I just don't understand why it doesn't need to be stirred. I don't get it. I can't.
Just give it away.
I said to Mike, I said, I don't even want it in the kitchen. Now it's in the spare. It's like in a cupboard that I don't even go into. Like, I don't want to see it.
Oh my God, you were traumatized by the look.
Yeah, completely. Right? Epic fail. Epic fail.
Epic fail.
Epic fail.
Yeah. Slow cooking debacle of 2018.
Sucked, man. And everybody talk. I don't want to hear people talk about them. I don't want to hear. I don't want to see a commercial about them. I'm done. I think they suck. Dear slow cooker. Blech. That's what I think. That's what I think. I just think thumbs down. Yeah.
Well, we did something else this week too, though.
We did lots this week.
Well, because you were like, Sam, I need this, and I'm like, fine.
Right.
We went to get your hair trimmed.
Even though you probably didn't need it.
I needed a trim.
Yes.
Because I'm going on vacation and I needed my pre-trim trim. That's what it was. This is my pre-trim trim.
And Linnea, she's a good sport.
She was really a good sport this time, eh?
She was a good sport.
Because she didn't even say it. She was just like, no problem.
Because right? There's no arguing with you. No.
Which makes me think when I go for my trim, that's going to not be it. She's gonna have comments, right? She's gonna have some comments.
You know, I just cut this 2 weeks
no,
ago.
No, but we're cutting it again, right? We're cutting it a little bit again, right? For my trim.
Oh my God! But in that, this because Lenny is my sister-in-law,
yeah,
and she cuts hair, and she does our hair, and we go there. And how did we get on to? Oh, because
Shelby was singing.
My niece, yeah. Shelby, was wanting. I was playing patty cake with her.
Yeah.
And Shelby was trying to remember the words to patty cake.
Right.
And I barely remember squat.
I remembered them.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You and Linnea? It was hilarious. So here and I, Shelby, we're innocently playing patty cake. Here I am with a 7-year-old playing patty cake, and both of you had an opinion.
Because in my mind, I'm singing the words. Linnea's singing the words, and I'm like, your words aren't right.
And she's like, no, your words aren't right.
My words are right.
So I had to stop playing with my niece. You're like, Sam, Google that.
Google that.
Google patty cake.
I thought it was patty cake, baker's man, make a cake as fast as you can, roll it and roll it. That was my thing. Roll it and roll it.
It's wrong.
I know that
because
now.
Because it's not even patty cake, it's
pat a cake.
Baker's man,
yeah.
Bake me a cake as fast as you can. You were totally wrong, and so was Linnea.
And so was she.
And even when I read it out to you, you're like,
you were
no,
wrong.
It's not right.
Are you on Wikipedia or something, Sam? Because that's just bullshit Wikipedia. That's what I thought. Hey?
And then I found a video, and I played you the
song. And you played the song, and I'm like, no, it's still...
And here we are. You're getting your hair cut, and we're arguing over a child...
A nursery rhyme.
Nursery rhyme.
Then it just made me think, I wonder what other ones we've sung wrong for all these years, hey? Like, maybe it's really not Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Maybe it's, like, something different. Maybe it's not How I Wonder How You Are. Maybe it's, like, Tell Me How You Are. I don't know. Right? I was, like, completely shattered.
Yeah. It was funny, because Shelby's just looking at us.
She's got, like, no clue, hey?
Sorry, honey, the adults are arguing.
Adults are having a discussion about it. But we were both wrong, which made me feel better. Because it's fine. It's okay if I'm wrong, but
you
I really...
Too, you were both very individually. Yeah, you were like, I'm right. No, I'm right. And no. I'm like, I think you're both wrong.
Yeah. Thank God for Google.
Thank God for Google.
Google settled that. Right?
Oh, my God.
That's so funny. But, Kate, I know I told you, but I got to... But do you remember a while back, maybe like 3 or 4, maybe a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Probably 3 weeks ago. Remember I told you I lost my keys?
Yes.
So the weirdest thing, okay? And I take losing my keys. That was really, like I thought, like, somebody's messing with me. Right? Like, I watched General Hospital, and Nell on General Hospital, she's messing with Carly Carintho's mind. And I thought somebody was messing with my mind. Because for the last...
I love it that you related it to
completely did. Opera. And I even explained it to Mike that way.
Soap operas are so found in reality.
So, okay, so for the last 20 years, pretty much, we've lived in the same place.
Yes.
I do the same thing, right? I pick up my keys in the morning from the table, I leave, I lock the door, and I put my keys into my purse.
Yeah.
Okay?
Bag.
Purse.
Bag.
My purse.
Okay.
Okay, and I put them in there, and I go get my bus.
Yes.
I don't look at those keys again.
No.
Until I get off my bus, mm-hmm. and I cross the road, and I go to unlock the door.
Yes.
Okay? And that's when I reach for my keys. So I went to reach for my keys this one day, and I'm like, they're not there. I'm like, huh? This makes no sense at all. I'm like, looking through my bag, looking through my stuff. I'm like, it makes no sense. Couldn't figure it out. So I had to buzz up. Mike had to let me in. Then I had to hear the whole spiel about, your keys are golden. What if I wasn't here? Because again, right, these things don't happen to Mike Gibson.
They only happen to Lisa. They only happen to Lisa.
They only happen to Lisa. Right? Oh my god.
What would happen if I wasn't here?
Yeah.
Do you know how long it would take for somebody to come and get you?
Yes.
Blah blah blah.
Blah.
I get it. And I said to him, I said, I don't understand. I'm like, and in my mind, and I said to him, I said, I don't understand. I said, it's like they've just vanished. And he's like, well, where'd you put it? I said, I put him in the same place. So he found me the spare set. And then I got the, you got to do this with this and you got to put them here. So you don't, maybe you just, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. So then I started putting them in a new place. And I thought I was losing my mind because I don't get where they are. So here's the funny thing.
I asked you to retrace your steps.
And I did.
And I said, do you remember like everywhere you went that day?
And I'm like, yeah. And no, they're not there. Somebody's messing with my mind. So then the other day I go, I'm walking to work, and I was a little bit hungry. And I thought, you know what? I felt like bacon. I walk past the Subway, and I'm like, I'm just going to run into the Subway and get, like, because now they have the little buns. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm just going to get the little bun of bacon, BLT, for breakfast. Eat it when I get to work. Mm-hmm. Right? Hyper Hype Girl's been gone, so I haven't been having, like, my A&W hasn't been the same. So I did that. And I've done it twice. But not very close to each other. So I go in, order. The lady says, hey, did you leave your keys here the last time? I looked at her and I'm like, I don't think so. Cause I'm thinking I don't even know the last time I was here. I'm like, I don't think so. Thinking she's a little bit crazy. She must be talking to somebody. Then she's like, no, hang on. She goes to the back. She comes out. She's got my keys. And I'm like,
when's the last time you went there?
Probably like a month ago.
Oh my God.
And I must've taken them out when I was getting my wallet. And I left them there.
So you forgot.
Completely.
You went to the Subway.
Completely forgot. Because I don't do it very often. But she didn't forget me.
You made an impression.
I made an impression, Samantha. Right?
Congratulations.
Went home that day with two sets of keys and peace of mind. I'm like, I'm not friggin' crazy. I knew. Because I'm in my mind. I'm like, I must have just dropped them onto the ground and kept walking. That's what I thought. I had to have just dropped them on the ground and just not cared. Right?
I don't understand how you do that.
I don't know. So that was my win.
That's funny.
That was a good win. That was a good win.
That was a really good win.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
It's very weird.
So weird. I was like freaked out too. I was like, and then when I told Mike, I thought he'd be like so impressed. Could have cared less. Right? Because he'd already made peace with it. He'd already set it and forget
he
it.
Past it.
So now I'm living in the world of, remember when you lost your keys and you didn't remember where you had them? Now I'm in that world right now at home. That's my life right now.
Oh, that's
yeah.
fun.
I'm like, wow, I didn't see that coming. Should have. But I didn't.
Yeah.
No.
Because he's a Gibson.
I know, he's a Gibson.
Well, you know, the other day was Tim Hortons camp day.
Yeah, every kid deserves to go to camp.
To camp.
And that's Canada, right?
Yeah,
because
Canada.
I don't know if Tim Hortons, are they in the States? Do they dabble? Did they try?
Have they dabbled? They might have dabbled.
But I don't know how that went for them.
Hard to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how did camp day go?
You know what? I donated.
Did you?
Yeah. I went and got my coffee and I got the bracelet.
Right? Okay.
Because that was the thing. And then I tweeted it. And then it was funny. So I tweeted out saying, you know, hey, blah, blah, blah. Here's the picture. You know, every kid deserves to go to camp. And then it's funny because then a podcast called Bulls in the Ring Podcast.
Okay.
They replied to the tweet saying, hey, we're 2 hours away from the closest Tim Hortons because they're in the States. If you send us a box of Joe and some of those bracelets, we'll give you a shout out. Oh, guess what? I'll one up you. I'll donate $5 on your name on behalf of your podcast. So I did that and then I tweeted them. So hopefully they're going to give us a shout out.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
But kind of funny, hey?
Look at you being nice to someone.
I know. Well, $5, man. It's $5. It's $5 for God's sakes, right?
You know what, Lisa?
What?
Who knew you could be that nice?
I know. But just what I thought, I just thought it was kind of funny. And I'm like, so I even checked and I'm like, oh no, I can't, they won't order, but I can donate.
That's cool.
That's what I did.
Okay. Yep. Well, we're going to move on to, I did not just read that.
Because there was something that I did not just
read. Well, you picked it.
I did.
You picked it. Because every now and again, people, Lisa needs to.
I don't understand. Something catches my eye.
Poke at the world.
I need to poke at the world, right? So do you want to know what it was that I did
not
just read?
Lisa.
Okay. So here's the thing, friends of the podcast. I don't, and again, right, I'm just kind of like a little bit off with it. Okay. What I read was an article that said that Miss America is scrapping bathing suits and the evening gown portion of the Miss America concert.
Yes.
Right? They aren't judging people based on the outward appearance. It's no longer a pageant. It's a competition.
Uh-huh.
Instead of swimwear, they're going to do interviews because they want to showcase people from inside of their souls.
Well, that's good, Lisa.
Yeah, but when I read it, I just thought, huh, seems odd.
They're scrapping all tradition.
All tradition,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And should they?
I don't know.
I don't know, because it's a slippery slope.
Yes.
Right?
Well, because I think because it originally started as a bathing suit competition.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's okay to keep tradition.
I think so.
Right? And people wear bathing suits.
Now, don't get me wrong. All of the innuendo that's associated with the negative
yes.
stuff, right? With the, you know, the sexual advances and all of that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. No place for that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But
it is a slippery slope. Because if you're going to take out bathing suits and apparently revamp the evening gown.
Did the evening gown ever do to somebody?
I don't know how you would revamp that.
And I don't know why the evening gown's offensive. Right?
I don't know either. It's a beauty pageant. Well, now it's not a beauty pageant.
It's a competition.
Yeah. So I guess
Now it sounds like it's a job interview, actually.
Yeah.
Right? Because my recollection as a young kid watching is that there was always like a question and answer time.
Yeah.
They always, and I just always remember thinking that they were very intellectual women.
Very well spoken and did lots in their own community.
Yeah, right.
And were very involved in lots of different things and smart, intelligent. I never thought that they weren't.
I never for once thought they were just about a bathing suit.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's sad, to be honest,
yeah.
that they would take out things that they felt were no longer, I don't know, needed or wanted by other people.
Yeah.
And everyone has an opinion.
You know.
But I think it's funny that by taking out the bathing suit portion and changing apparently the evening gown,
yeah.
that they don't think we're still not going to judge them on their appearance.
We're a world of judge.
We are a
world of judge.
Because you can put them in anything. It could be a business suit. It could be anything.
Yeah.
You're still going to judge someone on the first impression.
Somebody is still going to say, you know what? I don't think that shoe went with the pencil skirt. Right? I think she could have done better.
That jacket doesn't match the pants.
Right? The black isn't the same color of black. Those navies, too much. Right? People are still... It's life. People yeah. judge.
So it's not so much that they took out the bathing suit portion, because it is part of the history of this
yeah.
Miss America. But it's like, guys, we're still going to look at them because it's still televised.
It's still televised. So anytime people are always going to still have an opinion.
Yeah. Well, then I think you need to go after Victoria's Secret,
yeah.
the fashion show that they have yeah. every year.
Exactly.
Those women are in less than a bathing suit.
They're in less. They are in some angel wings.
Right?
And some angel dust yes. in strategically placed
yes.
spots.
Yes. And what is the difference between
right.
the two?
Right. Again, anything to do with Me Too or any of the sexual connotations, they got no place, right? But I'm just saying, it just was odd.
It just seems weird.
I'm just like, I feel like I'm a pretty confident woman.
Yeah.
And you know what? You in a bathing, like them in a bathing suit and them really in an evening gown, it's not rocking my world negatively.
No.
No.
And I just think that, you know, we have to still... I don't know. We're still going to look at them.
We're still going to look. Right?
They're still going to come on a stage.
Yeah.
And they're still going to answer questions. And they're
yeah.
still going to be dressed in something.
Exactly.
I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah.
But, like, how do we make it more about their inside?
Yeah. You know?
I'm curious to know.
Yeah. Like, so, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
See what that looks like.
I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know. It just seems odd.
It did. That's
it just
all.
It seems odd.
Yeah. So it wasn't that I had an opinion either way. I just thought it seemed odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems odd.
Yeah.
Okay. So we decided to do something fun. Well, at least we thought it was fun.
We thought it was fun. We thought it was going
to
be fun.
Well, because we're going on vacation and
yeah.
each of us is going to see our sister.
We vacation with our sisters.
Yes. And we thought it would be fun to do the 5 songs of summer.
Yeah.
Like what you would listen to on while you're on vacation.
Yeah, and with your sister. Because
with your sister.
Chances are you're in the car.
Yes.
Listening to music. And
doing all that.
And doing all that fun stuff.
Yes. So.
How'd that go?
I texted my sister, Michelle.
Yep.
I'm ratting you out, Michelle. And she's like, yeah, sure, I'll get back to you.
All gung-ho.
Yeah.
And what day was this on?
This was Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. And what day is today?
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
And, okay. Yeah, there's nothing.
No. Right? And You got nothing. You got squat.
I got squat.
So I texted my kid sister, Krista. Same thing.
Yes.
Super excited.
Super excited.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
So we,
however,
being the people that we are,
as of yesterday, we had nothing. So we decided, screw them. We're going to make them a list.
Yeah.
And we're going to shame them.
We're going to shame them.
But now there's been a change. Because today,
Krista, in the 11th hour,
sent me her list. So what did I say to you? Guess we're only shaming one sister.
Only one.
My sister came through. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks.
Right? Your sister didn't.
No.
So because of that, I got a few things for your sister.
Okay.
Okay? Dear Michelle, she asked you for your help. Where was it? Dear Michelle, it was just a few songs. Right? Dear Michelle, I know she would help you. Dear Michelle, she wasn't asking you to put a lot of thought into it.
No, I wasn't. Right?
And yet you still got nothing.
And I got nothing.
Right?
I got nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next part of this was going to be the 5 summer songs of shame.
And hopefully it's as funny as we thought it was, because we were howling.
So now I've picked 5 songs for my sister.
That you think would be on her playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now I'm going to shame her.
Shame her. Shame away. Right?
So, on Michelle's playlist, because she old.
Because she old.
She's turning 52.
That's true. She old. Ooh! Gloves are off. The mic's being dropped.
This is from her era.
Okay.
Africa by Toto.
Oh, okay. Yep. Definitely.
No, it's going through my head right now. Oh, my God. Sailing by Christopher Cross.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful ballad?
Sailing away.
I could see her loving that ballad. I could see.
Well, and you know my sister, she thinks she's a little gangsta sometimes. You know? So we went with Jump, Jump.
Oh, by Criss Cross.
By Criss Cross.
Criss Cross gonna make you jump. Gotcha. Okay.
And you know my sister, because she is still, you know, she likes a few female rappers too.
Yeah.
Let Me Blow Your Mind by Eve featuring Gwen Stefani.
Okay, because she's...
Let me blow your mind.
Because she's all, like, in your face. Gotcha.
But my sister, she's got a little groove in her, right? She's got a little salsa sassy in her.
Okay.
She likes Mambo Number 5.
Oh, a little bit of Monica in my life. I can see her, like, cruising, nodding her head. She's that girl, huh?
She's that girl.
Right? There's sunglasses on her beach hat and... Off she goes.
So those are what my sister would be putting on her summer playlist.
Okay. So now, even though my sister submitted her list, we already planned this when she was in the bad books.
Yes.
So this is... So, Krista, you're getting shamed, but then you're also getting praised.
Yes.
Okay? And the reason why you're getting shamed is because I thought it was a funny list that
yes,
I came up.
It was good.
So on her 5 songs of her list, because I think she secretly loves these songs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mr. Roboto, right?
Domo arigato.
My sister's all about making up a new dance move, and I think she does that. I think she does, like that guy.
The robot.
I think she does that. Okay? I know that I think she loved Tiffany, and I think she loved the song, I Think We're Alone Now.
I Think We're Alone Now. Oh, my God. That was so popular.
Right? Here's one that I know you also like.
Yeah.
Right? Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh, I love him.
I know. Right?
He would totally be on my playlist.
Right? I could see my kid sister loving this song. Who let the dogs out?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Right? And because, again, she really loves to make dance moves. I know for a fact, achy breaky heart.
Oh!
Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart. I think that would be on her playlist too.
Oh my God, your sister's going country.
She's going country, right? Yeah.
That is so sad.
But her real list.
Oh, okay, there's a real list.
Because she sent it.
Okay.
In the 11th hour.
In the 11th hour.
She's got, right? By Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Can't Stop the Feeling.
Oh,
because that's
yeah,
a fun summer song, right?
Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yeah. White Wedding.
Oh, a little
Billy Idol.
Billy Idol.
Right? Love Removal Machine by The Cult.
Oh, I love The Cult.
Yep. Rio by Duran Duran.
Oh, that's my girl.
Right? Let's Dance by David Bowie.
Yes, yes, yes. Right? David Bowie.
The Proclaimers, I Would Walk 500 Miles.
Oh, that's a good one.
And she also has by Alphaville, which is a band that we loved in our youth, Forever Young. And it's just, but the disco-y version, not the slow
version.
Not the Rod Stewart version. So those are her, that's what she sent. So thank you, Krista. You address your sister how you feel you need to.
Michelle, you suck.
You suck. You suck.
You suck. Okay, so I thought long and hard about the five songs.
Because we decided to do our own list.
Yes.
Only we're spinning it different.
Yes, we are.
We decided to do it as a name that tune.
Yes, and I think I'm going to suck at it.
You're not.
Whatever.
Okay. So what do I have to do?
Okay. So I'm going to sing it, and then you have to tell me who you think it is.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, you have to sing?
You got to sing.
No, I don't.
Deal.
I think I'm going to talk.
No. The deal was that you and I are doing name that tune. Just sing it.
Okay. Because my voice still isn't good.
We posted a picture of you eating a hot dog. It doesn't matter. Sing away, Samantha. Right? It just doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Okay.
You can do it.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Don't stop believing the journey.
Okay, thank God.
Okay. I just was afraid you were going to try the higher notes, and I'm like, I don't think so.
No. Okay. See, this is why I should just talk it.
No.
Okay, this is, it really, I'm only going to say it like a couple times.
Okay.
This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is bananas.
Gwen Stefani. I don't know the song, but Gwen Stefani.
It's Hollaback Girl.
Hollaback Girl.
Hollaback Girl. It's my girl.
Gotcha. That's funny.
Okay. If we took a holiday.
Oh my God, really?
Take some time
holiday by Madonna?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
Cause Samantha's too bootylicious for you, girl. Is that why, Samantha? Are you all bootylicious?
I'm bootylicious. Oh my God.
I thought you might be baby gut back.
No, that's different. It's an honorable mention.
Okay.
Okay, and then this one. Oh no, I can't sing this one because I don't remember the.
Okay.
Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spend it. I know that we'll have a ball if we get down and go out and just see it all.
No idea. I don't know it.
I got a feeling. By the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay. Tonight's gonna be a good night.
Yeah. Tonight's gonna be. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know the lyric.
Honorable mention.
Okay.
Baby Got Back.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. Nice.
Okay. And then another honorable mention is Fireball by Pitbull. Fireball.
I don't like that song.
I
hate
song.
Pitbull.
Okay. But this is like this is a favorite just because of the lyrics.
Okay.
It is. Pay me what you owe me. Don't act if you
yes!
forgot.
Bitch better have my money. By Rihanna, right? Bitch better have my money.
Bitch better have my money.
I like that song too. Did you see when Ellen DeGeneres did that as a lip sync battle with Jimmy Fallon?
No.
And she did that song and it was hilarious. You need to Google it. Friends of the podcast, Google that. It's so funny.
Okay, I got another one though. Because this is one I like. When if this song came out, I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
And I would put this on my playlist. It's first things first, I'm a realist. Drop this, the whole world feel it. And I'm sitting in Muda Biz.
Nope. I know the song, but I don't know how you're singing it.
First things first, I'm a realist.
Okay.
Drop this.
No.
No?
You can barely read it, let alone
sing it.
Yeah,
I can barely read it. It's Fancy by Iggy Azalea.
Oh, I don't care about that.
No, she's awesome.
I'm so fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're horrible.
I am horrible.
You're not good at this.
I'm not good.
No.
I can't sing.
Okay.
Do I proclaim to sing?
Well, I can sing.
Let's go back to Rihanna. That one I knew.
Okay.
Pay me what you owe me. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch, but have my money.
That's funny. Okay, can I go?
Yes.
Okay, because I can sing.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Fine.
Okay, ready? Okay. I said yeah, 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 yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Money, money. If I would have sang this, pardon the language, podcast friends. If I would have sang this, hey, motherfucker, get laid, get fucked, would you have known
money,
that?
Money,
okay,
money.
I wondered about it, hey? Because that was the high school, the high school lyric that we
I wouldn't know that one.
Okay, all right. Okay, do you know this one?
Yes.
Okay, ready?
Oh, no, I don't.
Ready?
Anyways, I have no clue. What are we doing?
Okay, I'm going on to my next
one. Okay,
going. You're like crazy right
now,
Samantha.
No, because this is funny.
Okay, ready? Okay. That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes and aeroplanes. Lady Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane. Come on.
Is it Bare Naked Ladies?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. It's End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M.
Oh my God!
Well, that'd be on my
I
list.
I hated REM as a young
one
person.
One of my favorite bands. One
oh
of the other
God.
Things we
See,
did.
See, this yeah. is another reason why we wouldn't be friends.
Okay. Are you ready? You ready for another one?
Yes.
Okay. Mama si, mama sa, mama kusa. Or mama si,
mama si, mama sa,
mama kusa sa. That one. Do you know that one?
Yes, I know which one.
Want to be starting something? Got to put that on there.
Want to be started something?
Yeah, you ready? I'm a good singer.
That's
right?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's why you're getting these, because I'm a good singer.
No, yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Church on time terrifies me. Church on time makes me party.
Oh.
Church on time puts my trust in God and man.
Oh!
You suck.
No, I don't know this.
Right now, I wish I was playing this with my kid sister.
Because she would know.
She would know.
Yes, she would.
Modern Love.
Yes!
By David Bowie. Okay, now here is... This is the big one. Okay?
Aww.
Ready?
For all the marbles.
Ready? For all the marbles.
Okay.
Spread your tiny wings and fly away. Take the and take the snow
That's
back with
Murphy, you.
You
loser.
Where came from that day.
No. Nobody wants that on their playlist.
Snowbird by Anne Murray. Because nobody. There's Anne Murray. There's God. Then there's Anne Murray. Right? Jan Arden. Oprah.
Where's the Queen?
The Queen honorary.
Okay.
Yeah. So those were those were my songs. Those were my songs. That's too funny, hey?
Well, okay, so you know, like, because I was... I get a little...
Schooly. You get yeah. a little schooly.
Okay, did you know what songs were popular in the summer when I was born?
Tell me. So we went 1962?
1968!
Sorry. Oh, sorry.
People Gotta Be Free by the Rascals. Hi, I'm free.
You're free.
Born to Be Wild. Hi, yes.
Wild Child.
Stephen Wolf.
Okay.
Jumpin' Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, not a favorite band of mine at
no,
all.
No, I'm not a fan of the Rolling nope. Stones. But Jumpin' Jack Flash, I like.
Okay.
Okay, 1969, apparently when you were born.
When I was born, because I'm younger.
There's a little bit of controversy around that.
Whatever. Whatever, I don't believe that.
Spinning Wheel by Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, that's kind of boring.
That makes sense, though, because you're a spinning wheel.
I am spinning
wheel. You're a spinning wheel.
Hamster on the wheel, right?
One by Three Dog Night.
Okay.
And Sweet Caroline.
See? Bomp, bomp, bomp. Right? That's like, if you want to have a
good
song.
Good times never.
If you want to have a song so that's from good. Your year, that's the one.
Neil Diamond.
Awesome.
Gotta love him.
Love it.
Okay, but do you remember any songs from your lovely high school years?
I remember all of them, Samantha.
Yes,
I'm
a
song junkie.
We just proved I remember nothing.
You remember nothing, and I remember all. Yes.
Okay, 1983. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This.
You're
by
a
Earwigs.
Mix. Awesome song.
Classic.
Yes.
Classic.
Yeah.
Is There Something I Should Know? Duran Duran.
Duran Duran. Okay.
Want to Be Starting Something?
Mama Say, Mama Sa, Mama Kusa. Yeah.
By Michael Jackson.
Okay.
1984. When Doves Cry.
Oh,
Prince.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prince was big.
Prince was big.
And then again, Duran Duran with The Reflex.
Okay. XXXXX. Because that's what I just remember in my head, hey?
Okay. 1985. Shout by Tears
for
Fears.
By Tears
Love
for Fears.
That song.
Yep.
Shout. Shout.
Yeah. Stop singing.
Okay.
You're a bad singer.
Nick.
Yeah.
Every Time You Go Away, Paul Young.
Yes, you take a little piece of me with
yeah.
you.
Susu Studio.
Love that one. performed that one in a car not too long ago.
Yes. Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Raspberry Beret by Prince and the Revolution.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cool.
And then the year of my graduation, 1986.
Uh-huh.
Papa Don't Preach by Madonna.
Oh, I'm not a Madonna fan.
Madonna. There. Mad About You by Belinda Carlisle.
Yes.
She was a former member of the Go-Go's.
Yes, she was.
Which, by the way, the Go-Go's were never featured in any of this.
No, and then she had her one-hit wonder,
yeah.
Mad About You.
Makes me sad. And Venus by Bananarama.
That's bad. That's bad.
Okay, but did you graduate in 1987?
No, I'm younger than you. So I was, and in Ontario, we go to grade 13.
Oh, so 1988?
1988.
Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Yeah. Yeah. Not my favorite go-to, but yeah, okay.
It's not anybody's favorite
no,
go-to.
I don't think so.
Awesome. I just listened to it on the radio the other
Did
day.
Did you?
It was very odd.
That's funny. Well, that was kind of fun.
Yeah. Huh. Lisa.
Samantha.
I suck at trivia.
You are not a trivia girl whatsoever.
I suck at trivia.
And you don't know songs.
I don't know anything,
no,
apparently.
No, right? No, you're not good at that. You're
well,
good.
Things to never do before I die. Go on to a game show that has anything to do with trivia.
You can't do that.
I will suck.
Yeah, you cannot be my phone-a-friend. You can't go on Jeopardy. I don't even think, you know what? I don't even feel confident you can buy the vowel. I don't even think you're buying the vowel very accurately.
Nope.
Right? You'd be like, I'll take you up by a value. I'll take a P. And it'd be like, oh, shoot, I meant an E. Right? Like, I just, yeah, I don't think that
you're... Do you need to be this rude to me right now?
Yeah, because, you know, I'm feeling pretty stoked right now about my songs. So yeah, I do kind of, hey?
Oh, look at you being competitive.
Okay. So,
things to never do. Never.
Never.
Do.
Never do.
Before you die.
Before you die.
So, we have the anti-bucket list.
The anti-bucket list. Because all you hear about is bucket list this, bucket list that, bucket list this.
Things to do before you die.
Right?
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Exactly.
So we're going the other route.
We're going the other route.
Things that we don't ever want to do.
I never want to do any of these things before I die.
We never want to experience it.
Never. Ever.
Just saying.
Ever. Exactly.
Okay. Me. I'm go going ahead. First, Lisa.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't want to pass a kidney stone or a gallstone.
No.
I have no desire
to
experience that in my life.
You don't want to experience that pain.
No.
No.
I'm done.
No. Okay.
I don't ever want to have a baby.
Don't do it, man.
Because I am 50.
Don't.
I am going to be 50.
Do it.
It's not happening.
Baby days are done.
We're good?
We're good.
We're done. Tap me out.
Okay.
I don't ever want to swim with sharks.
Oh.
Or literally any other ocean creature, even a dolphin. Because you know what? No.
And you know what? They pee. You're swimming in their pee. I don't want to be there. I don't think we should be in their homes. I don't think we should be in their homes. Right? It just seems right. I don't think
so. It seems creepy and wrong.
It says. Yeah. It's not my thing. Okay.
I don't want to scoop it out. I don't want to learn it. I tried to snorkel. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was drowning. There's no way that I feel out of a tube is enough air to keep me sustained.
Samantha, you can't even get your teeth cleaned without having a huge panic attack and anxiety, right?
That's true.
Right? And you're like, I think I'm going to die. I think I've died. Right? Right? So, yeah, no. That's not your thing.
No.
No. That's not in your wheelhouse.
No.
No. No.
I'm never going to let my hair go gray.
You're never going to.
No.
You know what? No, correction. Sometimes you let bits of it go gray.
But I'm never going to let it all go gray.
No, and you only get the bits gray because you're in between.
I'm in between.
In between. Yeah.
Never going to happen.
Never.
Never. I'm never going to run with the bulls.
Why would you?
Okay. I have a reason.
Okay.
Because when I was young and living in British Columbia, in all over British Columbia, I had a friend who had a farm and they had a bull. And in our stupidity as young children, we climb on top of, like, this overhang and threw rocks at the bull. Did you know that a bull gets really angry when you throw stuff at it?
Do you know that you shouldn't?
I know!
Whoa!
So I really already tempted fate with bulls.
Yeah.
So I feel like running with the bulls, bad idea.
Yeah, bad idea.
Bad
don't,
idea.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah. I don't ever want to lose my sarcasm and sense of humor. I don't ever want that to happen.
I don't think that ever would happen.
No.
No.
Because I should probably be dead then.
Yeah, then that would end the friendship too.
Yeah, we'd be done.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to be buried alive.
No.
You want to know why?
I know why.
I am a titch claustrophobic and I am no Uma Thurman.
You're no Uma Thurman.
I am not going to be able to punch my way out of a coffin or jump through 6 feet of fucking dirt.
Blonde hair does not make you Uma Thurman,
no,
Samantha.
Does not make me
right?
Uma Thurman.
Does not make you Uma Thurman.
Just saying. All right. I don't ever, ever want to attend a high school reunion. I have no desire.
That is so not your gig, hey?
Not a gig.
That is not your gig.
It was one and done.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Been there.
Don't like you. We're not ever, it's not happening.
It's over. It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to not read books. I need to always be able to read a book.
Really?
Yeah. I love the smell of them. I like the feel of them in my hand. I love reading a really juicy book and being satisfied that when I'm done, I'm like, oh, this is such a good book.
But yet, squeezing bread is so wrong.
Reading is everybody's thing.
How you just described reading. I love the smell of the book. I love to squeeze the book. I love to lick the book. Right?
I did not say that.
Well, you might as well have. That's what I got from that.
Fucking weird.
That's what I got. You make bread squeezing weird. So I just made...
You're squeezing bread.
You are smelling and licking a book.
I'm not.
Seems weird, too.
People, I don't lick books. I don't lick books.
I don't lick books.
Okay. Honorable mention, though.
Okay.
I will never squeeze bread.
You don't?
I'm never going to squeeze bread.
That's funny.
And I'm never going to be a people pleaser.
Oh! That sounds like that's geared at me.
Couple of slags against you, Lisa.
Oh, that is. That's fine, Samantha. Okay. You ready for mine?
Yes.
Okay. Guess what? I'm never going to get a Brazilian wax. Because I think, you know what? I'll take care of whatever needs to be taken care of down there myself. Right? That shit's gotta hurt. I'm never gonna do that. Never gonna get one. Ever.
Kelly Clarkson. Right? From the 40-year-old man.
Right? Yeah. Right? I never want to get one. You know what else? I never want to climb Mount Everest.
Why would you want to climb?
I don't want to climb.
You're never going to climb.
I barely want
to. You got two bad hips.
Right? I don't want to climb. I don't want to hold a snake.
Why would want to either?
Right?
No.
I never want to do
that. Slimy and gross.
You know what? Here's a big one. This one's really near and dear to my heart. I don't ever want to go out in public without my bra on.
Right? And nobody wants you to
do
that.
No, right? So I think that's important, right? I don't want to do that before I die. Right? I don't want to eat oysters. I don't want round, slimy things near my mouth. Or in my mouth. Keep them away.
I'm sure you've had slimy things in your mouth, Lisa.
Samantha. Right?
We're not that kind of podcast.
We're not that kind of podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Right? Get your head out of the gutter.
Oh, sorry.
Right? You know what I never want to do?
What?
I never want to get laryngitis.
Because then you would never be
imagine
able to talk.
Imagine if I couldn't talk. Can you imagine?
Oh, it'd be silence. The silence would be beautiful.
It would be horrible. I never want to run the Boston Marathon.
Well, why would you?
Because you know what? Here's the thing, Samantha. I walk 2 blocks to work every week. And I don't need to take out a big ad saying, I walked to work today. I did my, look at that, 32 steps, right? I don't need to do that. I don't need to advertise it.
Said you walked your 2 blocks.
All right. So I'm never going to run the Boston Marathon.
All right.
I don't want to ride a camel.
Well,
because you know why? I don't think that I don't have a lot of meat on my backside, and I don't think that it's going to be comfy, no. Right? And I just think I'm good. I'm good down here, right?
You know, camels spit, eh?
Yeah, I don't want to do that either. I think that's gross, right? Mm-hmm. Don't spit in public, camel. Right? Where's your manners?
No
I don't ever want a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Do you know why? First off, not completely my cup of tea. Second off, I think it's going to be hot and dry.
It would be hot and dry.
And sweaty.
And sweaty.
And a long walk.
Yes.
Because if you're pilgrimaging, you probably have to do what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a long walk.
That's not. You can walk 2 blocks. You're not asking to do more.
Right? I don't want to be in a sheet. I don't want to be like, right? Like, I don't want to be swaddled.
No.
And have to make a walk. I don't want any of that stuff. Right? So I never want to make a pilgrimage.
All right.
Okay. I don't want to be a cheese connoisseur.
Why?
Because I just want cheese. I just want cheese. I just only want to eat cheese that's called cheese.
So you don't want specialty cheese?
I don't want specialty cheese.
So you're
anti-cheese? I don't. No, I'm cheese. I'm cheese. I'm cheese whiz. I'm cheese slice. I'm marble cheese. I'm cheddar cheese.
So boring cheese.
I'm cheese. I don't want to be a cheese.
You don't want to be a goat feta cheese?
Mm-mm, I don't even get that. Like I don't want to eat anything out of a goat.
A gouda?
No.
No.
No. Don't get me wrong. When we go to the lake and you sneak in a couple weird cheeses and they go on
Havarti.
Fine, right? I humor you because I'm a good friend. Fine. I'll put that on my sandwich. But I don't want to be.
And you hate it.
And I hate it. But I don't want to be a kind of. Because I'm like, you know what? Apparently, she's just not a cheese slice kind of girl.
No, I'm not.
But I don't want to be a connoisseur.
Okay.
That's what I'm
saying. All right.
My honorable mentions?
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to do the Amazing Race with you.
I don't want to do it with you.
Because you know what?
Why, though? For me?
Okay, why?
Because you'd make me do all the stuff.
You'd be doing it all.
I would be doing it all. All the challenges.
I'd be reading the map. I'd be like, Samantha, this is the direction we need to take.
And I'll be like, get your fat ass.
But can you do this one?
You know, you'd have to, like, run and walk.
Yeah, I know, right?
More than 2 blocks.
Yeah, and those, nah. So I don't ever want to do that with you.
Okay.
And you know what else? I don't ever want to be late like you.
Oh.
Just saying.
Nice.
That's my thing.
Nice.
That's what I got for you.
All right.
Those are some things I don't ever want to do before I die.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But according to, I don't know, was it Forbes? There's apparently 5 things that you should be putting on a bucket list.
Yeah. Do you want to know what they are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 1, and I don't know if I agree with them because I just kicked this one to the curb. Make a pilgrimage. So if I shake my head with Lisa and Sam, kick it to the curb.
It's done.
Forbes, it's done.
It's done.
This must be a little dated, right? Okay. Eat a meal that's good enough to be your last.
Oh.
But that's kind of funny, because you know what? As plus-size girls, every meal we eat is good enough to be our last, but we just always hoping it's not.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't want it to be.
No.
Climb a mountain.
Oh, God, again with the climbing.
Kick that to the curb, too, right?
Yeah.
I climb up steps to get home, and that's enough,
that's
eh?
Good.
My God, why? God invented elevators. Like, why is there not one here? Right? You're supposed to memorize a poem and pass it on.
Oh, I hate poetry.
Yeah, I'm not, right? Unless it's in Flanders Field. I think that's a good one.
That's better.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but that's it. About it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And I think and it gets passed on.
Mm-hmm.
Make an enemy for life.
So. That I would put on a bucket list.
Right? Who am I going to hate? Taking names, right?
That could be fun.
Yeah, so that's what Forbes says are 5 things that you're supposed to do.
Okay, well, I found different ones.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay.
Flying a hot air balloon.
pass.
I'm not totally sold on that.
No, I'm not sold on that.
Because crashing down in a basket?
It's going to be a bitch.
It's going to be hurt.
It's going to be a bitch.
Go tandem skydiving.
Oh, you know what? I'm not against it.
I know.
I'm not against it.
I'm not totally against that either.
No.
Again with the running.
God, maybe we need to do a skydiving thing. We've got to think about it.
Ah! All the way down.
Yeah, and you're so loud and pitchy. Like, your pitch. Like, yeah.
I would probably...
People's glasses would be breaking in their homes.
Right? Probably. Apparently, you need to hike the Appalachian Trail.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, it's in Machu Picchu, I think.
Okay.
And visit the Louvre, which, by the way, I've done. So, off the bucket list.
Okay, right? And whatever. I don't care.
I visit the Louvre.
Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If I get there, I get there.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, but why do people make bucket lists anyways? Why do we even care?
I think to say that they can.
Really?
Yeah.
But do you really seriously, like, do things off your bucket list or just do it because you think, oh, I should have a bucket list?
I don't know. I think it's trendy to have a bucket list.
Yeah,
right?
Trends are
Everybody wants a bucket list. I mean, they say it's to give you goals,
mm-hmm.
help you make memories.
Yes,
it's
apparently.
All like, aww.
And have focus.
Have focus.
And direction.
Right? Isn't that like Tai Chi?
Isn't that... Tai Chi's not...
Oh, my God. No. I thought that was Tai Chi.
No.
I just see crossing my leg.
No, that's not Tai Chi.
Oh. Is that like with your ass in the air and that's the dog?
That's
not... No, it's not the dog pose. No, that's yoga or something.
But, you know, apparently bucket lists are supposed to be never ending. And no offense, I need it to end.
I sometimes need to see... I need to see the end results, right?
Why would you
Because how
want...
do you know... That's kind of a weird goal, right? Because then you're never achieving it.
No!
And then you're a loser. Then you're... Right? That's not a smart goal because it never ends, right? Timely. It's a timely goal? No, because it doesn't end. I don't like that.
Because apparently the big thing is it's not a list that's meant to be completed.
It should be.
It should be.
It's a list. Right? It's like saying, I make my grocery list and it's not meant to be completed. Well, for this week, yes, it is. Right? I check it off. Check, check, check. It's completed. I made that goal.
Like, what are you going to do? Not bring home milk and bread?
Right, because I can't complete it. So not this week, dear. Right?
Next week.
We'll revisit bread next week on next week's list. We have a list of 33 things that we need this week. We only did 7. Don't want to get it all. We don't want to do it all at once.
No,
I don't get that.
Slow it down,
right? Yeah, you're going to starve, but just think of next week. There's going to be a few more things added.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
No.
That's funny.
I liked your list.
Thanks. I liked yours too. The Brazilian wax, eh?
Ah!
And that just came to me. I'm like, yeah,
ouch,
hi.
Ouch,
no.
Ouch, mm. ouch.
Nope.
Ouch. And goes along with the gallstones.
Yeah, right? And then you want to cross your leg and you're like, ow.
Ow.
Yeah, right? No, thank you.
All right, Lisa, do you have an I shake my head for this
Samantha,
week?
I had an I shake my head rant
A rant?
I had a rant. I spoke out of turn.
What?
I spoke. Sometimes my boss listens to this, so sorry. But I just felt, here's the thing, right? So I get that I work in retail.
Yes.
Right? And I get that it's my job. If you come in and you try your clothes on, it's my job to put your clothes away.
Mm-hmm.
That I signed up for that. I did not sign up to pick up your clothes that dropped on the floor because you walked by a rack, you looked at something, it fell off the hanger. That's not my job. That's your job because mm-hmm. you're not supposed to be a lazy pig. That's how I was like choked. You can probably tell. Right? So a lady did it. She dropped something. It was like a little bolero shrug or something. Dropped it. Looked. I watched her. She looked at it. I looked at her. She started to walk away. And guess what I did? I went over to her and I said, it's okay. I'll pick it up for you. I had to. It was that day. Hey, it was that kind of day. Yeah. And because that drives me crazy.
That's
like,
funny.
Let's be honest. I get, right? We're in Walmart. And sometimes we think like a Walmart needs, you know what? They deserve it because it's. But you know what? Just have some personal pride.
Yes.
If you knock something on the ground, pick it up. Because you know what? That's kind of just like. Like, it's like your bedroom. Pick up your shit.
Well, then, no offense, but they're kind of. Thinking that you're lower than they
yeah.
are by saying, well, just pick up my shit,
yeah, right?
You do it. No.
If I knock it down, I'll do it.
Yes.
But you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just, and the lady kind of looked at me, she's like, oh, sorry. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do it often, but every now and then, you know me, every now and then I got to call it.
Let me get that for you.
Yeah, I got to say it, right? I'll get that for you. I'll pick it up. Don't worry. I'll do the bend. I got this bend this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was mine. What about you?
Oh, mine's about work too. Must have been a bit of a week.
Must have been a work week.
Bit
of a trying week.
Well, it was busy over the weekend because it's raining.
Yeah.
So we had some people in our magazine area and there's benches there we can sit yeah. and do whatever. And it just so happened that over the headset, because we have headsets,
yeah.
I heard, we need the mop in the magazines. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what happened. There's a little boy stepping in his milk.
In
I'm
his
like,
milk.
Oh, what is that? So I go to see if someone's fetching the keys and all this kind of stuff. And I go investigate. Sure enough, do you know that if one of my staff hadn't noticed the big puddle of milk on the floor?
Like milk, like M-I-L-K.
The two adult women sitting with this child would not have told us about it.
Wow.
So they felt, one, even though he spilt it, it was our problem, not theirs.
Not theirs.
And we should just be paying attention. And all I thought was, young mothers, go get a job.
Yep.
Go get a job
yep.
where you have to pick up after other people's
exactly.
kids. Your, and just adults in general.
Wow.
I was pissed. And it was not pretty. And then the kid dropped plastic into the milk.
That's not
so
cool.
So here I am. I'm like putting my fingers in this kid's milk on the floor to get the plastic out of it so that Michael, the gentleman who was going to clean it up, could clean it up.
That's gross.
And I'm like, what is... And they didn't even acknowledge us when we walked over to the bench.
Right?
Didn't even... And I'm like, so I didn't... What you got
did
you did. You know what I did? And I said, oh, let me get this and put this away for you. Because it was their mess from their Starbucks that they had.
Yeah.
And it was just sitting on the bench. Oh, here, I'll put this away. I'll put this in the garbage for you. Oh, she's like, oh, thanks. And I'm like...
Oh. Nice.
And then I said... And then I was like... This kid has Lego. He opened up a Lego package. Did he pay for it?
Oh,
he hadn't. Nope.
Of course not.
So you're letting your kid think that a retail worker is there for his beck and call.
Last time I checked,
beck and call.
We don't have like a doormat staple to our back.
Oh, I was just like, you should go. You should go
you
home.
You need to leave now.
You should go home.
Right? You've overstayed your welcome.
You should go home.
And you spilt your milk. Don't make me give you something to cry about.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a bit of a day.
Wow, hey? Yeah. Not a good customer service week.
No, I walked away shaking my head.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Me too. That's funny.
All right, next week's topic.
Oh, we got a good one. We are having some fun,
well,
friends of the podcast.
We're going to the casino.
We're going to the casino.
We're not sure if it's a good idea or a bad idea.
I don't know.
We're not sure. We're going with a set amount of money, though.
Set amount of money.
Because it's not my pay week.
Well, what did I say? Too bad. You're going to have to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Yep. But we're bringing along.
We're bringing your mom.
We're bringing Sheila.
Because Sheila, she loves those nickel slots. Right? So we can just set her in the corner. We can set her and forget her. And we just pick her up on the way back. Right? That's the beauty of Sheila.
That's the beauty of
right?
mom.
Right? Yeah.
Yep. All right. So if you guys are interested, we have merch. You can go to wehavemerch.com and you can buy a t-shirt.
You can buy a mug.
A hat.
Coffee.
A travel mug.
A tumbler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
And shirts.
Yeah. I said shirts. Didn't I see shirts?
I don't know.
My brain hurts right now.
Yeah.
So I'm just like.
I know.
Focusing.
Just keep it focused, Samantha.
Okay. We have Patreon through Podbean.
Yes.
You can go to patreon.podbean.com/ismhead. And if you guys want to contribute to the show.
If you like what you hear.
If you like what you hear and you want to support us, that would be fantastic.
You get lots of fun things back.
Yeah. You can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, and iHeartRadio, and pretty much any app that carries podcasts.
Absolutely.
You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
All right, Samantha. It's been a pleasure.
It should be.